Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, you're listening to a Stay Healthy podcast from Vectis Radio. My name is Kitty, and today I'll be talking about positivity. In the last couple of years, our usual routines and days went out of the window, didn't they? And it's very hard to actually get back to them sometimes. Life seems to have changed so dramatically, but it's a situation which happened absolutely everywhere. It was global, and everybody was in a similar situation. So no doubt, everybody will be in a similar situation now with regards to positivity. I wondered on a day when nothing seemed to go right, how could I be more positive? That set me thinking, and I decided to make a bit of a plan to have a go at. Didn't matter if I didn't achieve it, it was just something to have a go at. Positivity, in my opinion, is something that needs to be cultivated. It's like a garden that needs tending. Always weeding to be done, grass to be mown, paths to be swept, bins to be emptied, along with flowers and other things to be admired and adored. So, here are a few tips that I've found helpful when trying to cultivate positivity. First of all, you need to make a decision to be positive and take some action to start the process. Go slowly. Try to think more slowly. Eat more slowly. Move around more slowly. I found that this helped slow my fast thoughts down, and it enabled me to think more clearly and plan my way forward constructively and not too knee-jerk, to be fair. The other thing I've found that helps an awful lot in terms of positivity is having a daily routine. Maybe it's time to make a new one. Well, how do you do that? Well, create a sort of plan for the mornings, the afternoons and the evenings. Give yourself something to look forward to. Because if you have a routine, that helps to cultivate your positivity as well as reducing unwanted thoughts or anxiety or worries. It will take time. You can do it, so give it a try. The next thing is about being optimistic. It's easy to get caught up in what's going on around the world and what's going on locally too, or within your own personal network. There's so much information, everything's there right at your hands. So if you're worried about listening to the news or there's too much negativity in the world, stick to your trusted information sources. That's the people, maybe the internet, maybe the newspapers, whatever you do to get information, and concentrate on the positives that you hear and see. There are so many positives. Just look for them. They are there. Be assured they're there somewhere. You just might need to look a bit more deeper for them. You might be surprised when you find all these positive things, because positive things can come out of negative things. Keep moving forward. Keep thinking about what you want to do tomorrow, or what you want to do next week, or what your goals are. You might even want to do something completely different, so keep an open mind. And as I said earlier, changing the negatives to a positive. You may say, is that a possibility, changing the negatives to a positive? Well, actually it is. During times when you're feeling a little bit negative, it's very hard to see the positives. When potentially, you know, things that could make you grateful to be alive and be on the earth give you an idea on a different perspective of what it is that you're looking at in your life. This is something I've tried to practice every day, and believe me, it does work. The other thing you could do is to share your positivity with somebody else, because a positivity shared is great for you and the person you shared it with. You could help somebody out, you could do something for them, you could listen to them, you could do some sort of activity, maybe out in the garden, maybe go for a walk, or if they live a long way away, how about doing something virtually? Have your lunch with somebody virtually if you can't get to meet them for some reason. It's all about sharing your experiences and how you've managed to improve your state of mind. I love sharing positivity with others. It's quite a joyful thing to do. It helps me to be more grateful about who I am and where I am and what I have, even in times of crisis or great stress. Finally, it's okay to have a bad day. Life is never perfect. Remember, today is your day. Make it a good one in the best way that you can. Tomorrow could be completely fabulous. Who knows? That's it for now. Listen out for the next Stay Healthy podcast here on Vectis Radio.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.